The trial of Brian Koberger, the man accused of killing four University of Idaho students in the fall of 2022, is scheduled for August. And WPB's Lauren Patterson reports on how emerging evidence and the lack thereof might shape the future of the case.
Brian Koberger's defense team is still working to get evidence against him suppressed before his upcoming murder trial. Andrea Burkhardt is a criminal defense attorney in Washington who has been following the case. She says a lot of the evidence so far is circumstantial, like the proposed map of Koberger's alleged traveling the night of the killings based on cell phone data, or even the DNA found on the knife sheath at the scene of the crime.
They don't have apparently a body fluid or something associated with it that might tell a clearer picture about how that DNA came to be in that location and when it came to be in that location.
Burkhardt says the defense needs to present a reason why his DNA was found on the knife sheath and convince the jury their explanation constitutes reasonable doubt. The weapon used in the killings has still not been found. I'm Lauren Patterson, reporting.